Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm a pastor. I bid you welcome. Today I want to talk about some very, very important things. These are sobering times, ladies and gentlemen. In case you haven't noticed, these are very sobering times. And so I'm not going to have a sober program. Well, I'm going to be sober because I always am sober, but I mean, it's not going to be a negative program, but I'm just going to talk about things honestly. Society is deteriorating, and you can see the family deteriorating. You see people's lives deteriorating. You see their mental state deteriorating, their emotions deteriorating, their health deteriorating. Now, what is the cause? The cause, ladies and gentlemen, is a lack of love. A lack of love, but we don't know what love is. A lack of love and a lack of understanding. A lack of, what does it say in the Bible? It says, my people perish for it. Knowledge. Well, today we have plenty of quote-unquote knowledge. We have all kinds of knowledge. But what we don't have, ladies and gentlemen, what we don't have is understanding. As a matter of fact, all the knowledge that we have is actually curtailing the amount of our understanding. Now, how is that possible? Well, I'm going to tell you about it. But first, let's get down to some very basic things. I maintain that we humans have a soul, and that our soul belongs to our Creator, God the Father, and that we have fallen away from Him. We have fallen away from the state of mind in which we could be close to Him. Now, have you ever wondered about back in the past, you know, there were mystics and mystical writers, you know, people like St. John of the Cross, Thomas a Kempis, Francois Fenelon, Miguel de Molinos, Teresa of Avila, St. Francis de Sales, people like that. And they somehow found Madame Jeanne Guyon. They somehow found a close relationship with God. Now, why is it that today we can't find that? Now, some people think they have it. They're hypnotized. They're all emotional. They raise their hands up in the air and sing and chant and wave their arms and get all emotional. But it's just an emotional thing. But how about these people that really found God? Now, how is that possible? They gave us some clues. They said you look within, you find God within. They said you have to become still. They say the soul has to be still and the soul has to be humble. And they taught things like repentance, for example, and things like that. So they gave us some clues, and they seem to have found something. Well, I would like to tell you how you can find it too. How you can find it, and you were once very close when you were a little child. You were very close. What you need to do is to refind the state of mind that you had before your personal fall, before the world upset you, before you became angry and confused and began to yourself. And before you began to look to the world, before you became enamored of the peer group and looked to others for support, before you became ambitious, and before you became hateful, resentful, and before you got all caught up in externalities, you were very close to God. And so I'd like to help you to refine that state. Now, it's very hard for you to refine it now because you are so caught up in all of these external things. Not only that, but you're lost in daydreaming. But I'll give you some clues how you can refine the state of mind where you're not lost in daydreaming and not lost in things, and you're closer to God so you can solve all your problems. I'll be right back after this important announcement. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'm a very special pastor. Yes, I'm a pastor through the internet, a pastor to the World Wide Web. And I do something very special. I go on the radio, which that's not unusual. A lot of pastors are on the radio. A lot of ministers and preachers and so on have a radio program. So I go on the radio, which is good. It's an adjunct to what I do on the web. But I do something very special on the web. I make myself available. I make myself available to people on the internet who are searching for answers. And that's what I do. That's very special. And so you can imagine, I don't have a church, I don't have a big building, I don't have a salary, I'm just one little person on a little fixed income. I buy secondhand clothes for the most part and drive an older car, not an old car, but a modest car. I live very, very modestly. And if I have a little something extra, I'd use it to maybe buy a resource that I could use for my program, or I use it for airtime, things like that. So let's get back to what I was talking about. I said that you see people deteriorating. Now, what's the problem? I said it's because we don't have understanding, we don't have love. Now, why don't we have understanding and why don't we have love? It's because we've been separated from the source of understanding and the source of love. See, one of the things I always want to make people aware of is that in your fallen condition, there you are, you're lost in your thoughts, lost in thinking, lost in daydreams, which become nightmares. See, when you were a young person, you possibly escaped into your imagination and you imagined yourself to be a king or a queen or a great hero, you know, great sports star. We all do that when we're young people or when we're kids. We imagined romantic love and happy ever after, and we imagined those things, and that's okay. That's what young people do. That's what kids do. But when you get older, see, and you're in the habit of escaping into thinking, escaping into imagination, then what happens? Then it becomes worry. It becomes worry. Doubts, fears, see? And pretty soon you're lost down there in worries, doubts, and fears. And it's like, it's like a living hell. So you need to get out of that. And I'll show you how. But I began by saying, oh yes, I wanted to say something very nice, and that is that in your lost condition now, see, you are so pulled upon by outside things. You know, we all sort of have ADD, don't we? We all do. We go from one thing to another. We go from our magazine to our book to our Facebook to our work to eating to listening to music to watching TV to listening to the radio to more music to this to that to a to a cell phone to our text messages. We're just constantly pulled upon by something, and when we're not lost in those, then we're lost in thinking, worrying, what happened yesterday, what we're going to do tomorrow. See? Planning, scheming our way out of trouble. So I pretty much said how it is. And then when you're down lost in thinking, then pretty soon you begin to have nightmares, and you have voices talking to you, and it's not a good place to be lost in thinking. But what I wanted to say is that there you are lost, okay? So you need to be saved from being lost in thinking. You need to be saved from your emotional turmoil. You need to be saved from doubts and saved from fears. And you need to be saved from those people on the outside that give you palliative answers that never really do you any good. See, there's a whole bevy, a whole flock, a whole, I don't know what you'd call it, a whole bunch of, you know, the priestcraft, the ministers, the counselors, the coaches, the life coaches, the teachers, the professors, the instructors, the experts, the pundits. Oh yes, there's a church on every corner, and the bookshelves are full of self-help of books written by people, and they're always there talking, standing up in front of people and talking, and they claim to have answers, and then you follow them, and what happens? You find out they don't really have answers. So what you need to do is to refind the Creator. You don't need a middleman. You need to find your Creator. But what I wanted to say is that you are so lost right now that you need help, and God does not hate you for being lost in that stuff, for being confused, for making mistakes, for having wrong ideas, and for not having love, and for not having understanding. He understands that you don't have it because you're separated from the source. Remember I said you need to refine that state of mind? You need to come. It's like rising to the surface, right? Yeah, like let's say you're deep down in the ocean, then you need to rise up, 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 up until you get to the surface of the water and you break through, and there's the beautiful blue sky and the sunlight. You take a deep breath of the wonderful fresh air at the surface. See? Well, that's kind of what you need to do inside of you. You rise out of that cesspool, out of that pool, cesspool of emotions and doubts and fears and hatreds and rages and all the stuff down there, and come up to the sunshine and to the fresh air. Okay? That's what I'm here to help you to do. That's why I have my meditations. See, that's why I have my meditations. And so therefore, if you could come out of those, then you could be closer to your Creator. Farther from the imagination, farther away from unreality, and closer to reality. Now, wouldn't that be beautiful? Well, of course it would. And that's exactly what you need. Okay? That's why I have my meditations. To help you to do that. Because you need a little help. See? And when you come up and see, it's all kind of negative down there. It's all very negative down there. But when you, what's the old expression? Most of the things people worry about don't happen anyway. See, it's a nightmarish world, but then if you wake up from the nightmare, then you see it's only a nightmare. When you wake up from the daydreams, you see they're only daydreams. See how that works? All right. So now you know that he doesn't hate you. He understands that you don't really know what love is, and he knows that you don't have understanding. But what he would like is for you to do a couple of very simple things. First of all, he would like for you to, sit quietly and listen to what I have to say. And he would like for you to let go of resentment. He would like for you to start to be a little less resentful, okay, and a little less judgmental. See, right now you are very resentful and very judgmental of people that have failed you. The father who failed you, your nagging mom, your good-for-nothing husband, your boss wife, your co-workers. See? Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Incidentally, if you'd like to visit my website, remember I said that I'm pastor to the world, pastor to the World Wide Web, that I do something very special. I make myself available to help people on the internet. Most of everything I do is free. Free, free, free. And so that's a very special thing. Not everybody does that. Not everybody can do it. And not very many people can do it as I do. It's just unfortunate that more people don't take advantage of what I have. So where were we? Oh, yes, I said that because people failed you, see, they didn't have love. Now look at yourself. When you're sitting there all resentful and feeling all negative, see, you don't have love either, do you? No. Your kids come and they ask you a question, you become impatient with them, and you're very quick to judge other people, very quick to resent them and hate them. See? Condemn them for their mistakes. So you don't have love either. But now look. Look at your poor old mom and your poor old dad and your poor old husband, your poor old wife, or your former boyfriend and so forth. Maybe they were wicked or partially possessed, very bad. But it could also be that they're just like you. Nobody ever loved them. No one had understanding for them. Nobody explained things to them as I'm explaining things to you now. And so they became lost too. They got lost in their thinking and they became negative and defensive and hateful. And they were so lost in their thinking that they weren't there for you. They weren't there for you because they were lost in their thinking, lost in their worries and fears, see? So they were just like you, so don't hate them anymore, okay? Just learn to stand back and observe people without resenting them, without judging them, without hating them. Just go through life as if you were a tourist. Go through life as if you were a tourist. Just what? Just seeing all the things, all the people. Watch what they do, hear what they say, let it go in one ear and out the other. And just don't resent them, okay? Now, a lot of you say, well, I don't hate people. Well, maybe a lot of people you don't. When you go to the office, why, you're real nice. You look nice, act nice, you talk nice. Everybody thinks you're wonderful. But there's somebody that you hate, somebody that you resent. Perhaps your boyfriend, perhaps your wife, your mom. You're dead. See? Somebody that you have a grudge against. See? And that somebody that's sticking in your craw. Somebody that's intimidating you. So there's a lot for you to learn. You need some. You're going to have to go to boot camp. Back to basic training again. But it's very easy to do. Just start to be more forgiving. In other words, less resentful. Less judgmental. And the next thing you should do is get my meditation. Why? Because like I said, right now you are so lost in thinking and emotions that you're basically in a trance. You don't even realize it. Everything pulls upon you, including your thoughts. So you need to be able to stand back from that so that you can be objective, so you can be reasonable, rational, calm. Then, see, you'll be able to begin to have some control over your life. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable. Where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake, with me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Roland. Visit my website, talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. I'm there quite often where you can actually talk. You can actually ask me a question, you know, via Thing Chats. I use the Parachat service. It's very good. It's a very nice service. And you can contact me right there at www.talktoapastor.org. O-R-G. Now, when am I there? Well, I'm off and on. I'm usually there early in the morning. I go to Starbucks, go on the Wi-Fi, and I'm there. And then I'm there mid-morning or late morning or around noon. I go to the library, and I'm there using Wi-Fi at the library. I'm late afternoon, early evening. I'm usually home, and I'm there. So that gives you a lot of options. Some of you need... You need more than just free chat. You need a little bit of coaching. You might even need to talk to me on the phone. Well, then you can do that too. You'll see how to do it. I go through live person. There's a small charge for it, but it's worth it. I have to charge something for that because I need, see, the nice thing about live person is that everybody's anonymous. You don't have my number and I don't have your number. It goes through them. And so it's very good. And the little charge helps to weed out people that aren't sincere, people that are pranksters and all that sort of thing. So there, I have my reasons for charging a little bit there. Please don't hold it against me. Don't judge me for it. Believe me, not many people use LivePerson. I don't get very much, and just about everything I do is free. So just bear that in mind, would you please? Bear in mind that I don't have a salary and I pay for everything myself. Okay? That way you won't judge me. But like I said, if you just have a little question about meditation or a little question about this or that, well, then just come to www.talktoapastor.org, and right there you can ask me a question. So have I pretty much made everything clear now? I think I have. I think you can see that... that you need to be a bit more forgiving. But the other thing you can see is that you need to get out of your thinking. You need to get out of those negative thoughts now that have you trapped. And what happens is you go out in the world, you're partially lost in thinking already. See, you're partially not there. You're all frazzled. You're all distracted. And so you go out in the world and you make a mistake. You know, you don't handle a situation with your wife or your husband or your partner or you're at work or something right, or you get all upset. You go out in traffic and you get upset. You go stand in line at the store, you get upset. Somebody looks at you funny, you get upset. Then after you get upset, you basically, when you get upset, when you become angry, when you become resentful, when you condemn other people, see, what happens? Well, you fell from being noble and graceful and calm and virtuous, and so you failed. And you don't want to see that you failed, so you escape back in, so you immediately fall into the imagination again, see? Then you make more mistakes. Plus, people control you through your imagination. So now you see why you need to get my meditation. Very good. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and get on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. I think it's an excellent program. You really should listen to it again and again. Go to talktoapastor.org, find my archives, and listen to it again. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.